Hey, answer this.
Yeah.
Jones, you got dinner?
Yeah, I'm here.
I got just got an email from the Somerset Bay American. They can't log in. He's asking if you can send him an invite.
He's on.
He's on.
There he is.
Yeah, he's coming on.
We are going to be placing the entire person on mute. You will be able to be unmuted, but for background noise purposes, we are going to be in that environment. And when called on, you will be allowed to speak, and obviously during discussions, that will be unmuted. So if you are not a member of council, I ask for your indulgence that this is a listen in, and there will be a participation time period, that you do respect that so that the technology works most efficiently. Okay, we're going to begin this meeting. I call to order. We're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This is Gates. Roll call, please.
Mr. Bryan? Can you hear me? Mr. Bryan?
Yes.
Mr. Holden?
Yes.
Mr. Galena? Mr. Galena? Where's he at? You know.
He's there.
Did you find him?
Yeah, he's there.
Okay. Dr. Ledney?
Here.
Mr. Mash? Mr. Palo?
Powell's here.
Mr. Spinnis?
Here.
Mayor Thomas?
Here.
Manager Fmanchik?
Here.
Sister Green?
Here.
Okay. Item number 3. Approval of minutes of the March 10, 2020 meeting.
So,
who was that?
All in favor.
You have to say your names. I can't see who said it.
Most of my students passed it second by Holden.
By who?
Holden.
Okay.
Recognition of visitors. This is a call for anybody out in the audience that wishes to speak. We will go one at a time if there are multiple. We're recognizing you now. If you do wish to speak, speak your first and last name. And once you begin, I am going to be running a 5-minute clock as per our meeting. Does anybody wish to be recognized and address council? Again, if anybody wishes to speak, unmute, recognize yourself by acknowledging your first and last name, and then you set you on the clock for 5 minutes.
Mike, John Benson, I'm here only for the Economic Development Committee, and I'm here just for the bits, nothing more.
Okay, thank you, John. Again, I will announce again, if anybody on the line wishes to speak, unmute your phone, identify yourself as first and last name, and you will be on the clock.
There's nobody else.
Okay, nobody is recognized. We are going to move on. Item number 5.
Correspondence.
Mm-hmm. Correspondence.
Any questions or comments? Okay. Item number 6. Opening of the paving bid.
I just opened it.
Yes, please, Joe.
I just opened it. There's only one bid. Bid total for a non-option phase bid, $74,646.25. Did you guys hear that?
Please repeat, Joe.
Okay. One bid from Quaker Sales.
Fix up the bidding here.
Who can't hear?
Everybody should be good now.
One bid from Quaker Sales. It's a bid total for a non-option phase bid for $74,646.25. They are going to be paving Stockholm Avenue from 19th Street to 21st Street. Stockholm Avenue, 575 feet from 19th Street to 21st Street. Stockholm, 19th Street. No, I just did that one. Stockholm... 575 feet from 9th Street to Route 160. 12th Street, there's two of them, Jackson Avenue to Jackson Avenue. 21st Street, there's four of them.
That's all we need to know. There we know what the streets are.
The bond is complete in form. Were you able to hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Bond is complete in form. Is there a check in that? It does not have the 10% check.
We never asked for a check.
Pardon?
We never asked for a check in the past. You see that. Let's say certified check or bid bond.
Pardon?
Certified check or bid bond.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a bid bond in there.
We're good.
We're good. It's complete.
Can you guys hear us?
No, I only heard one bid.
There is only one bid, Quaker Sales, in the amount of $74,646.25.
Okay.
The bid is in proper form.
Check. That's the only deficiency that you found?
No, they did a bid bond, and the bid bond is good.
Okay.
Need a motion. You need a motion, guys.
Need a motion? Still waiting on a motion.
I make a motion for you.
Who is that?
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second. Roll call, Mrs. Gates.
Who was the motion made by?
When you make a motion, you're going to have to state your name and make the motion so we can pick it up. John Bolton made the motion. Second.
Who seconded the motion?
Look like Joe Paolo.
Joey Paolo, did you second the motion?
I will second it, but it wasn't.
Who seconded it? Jimmy, did you second that motion?
Yes, I seconded it.
Okay. Okay, roll call vote. Mr. Holden?
Yes.
Mr. Spinnis?
Yes.
Mr. Bryan?
Yes.
Mr. Galena?
Yes.
Dr. Ledney?
Yes.
Mr. Max is absent. Mr. Palo?
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries.
Okay,
we're
gonna
hear. Oh my goodness, I can't hear me.
Item number two, the opening of the feasibility study is for the ballroom.
Yeah, can I read the whole thing?
No.
Let's try to read it like
let's see.
Who it's from. He looks, so I want you to read like this and this and none of that. It's right here too. The amount's right there.
Okay, the first, you might as well write this down. The first bid for feasibility study is from the EADS group. The scope of work, conduct site visits with structural architect, structural, mechanical, and electrical engineers. Develop a floor plan in CAD. Perform code review in accordance with the 2015 IBC and ICC. Conduct meeting with borough personnel to discuss existing conditions and desired improvements to the facility. Prepare concept floor plan. Prepare option of probable project costs. Prepare narrative including photographs and phasing recommendations. Conduct meeting with Wimber personnel to present the final feasibility study. To provide assistance to Wimber Borough identifying grant opportunities and with preparing a grant application for implementation funds. Possible improvements are anticipated to include addition to the kitchen, commercial range hood, insulate the building, add heat and air conditioning systems, create or construct a new poolside deck with new doors, ADA restroom improvements, replace existing asphalt shingled roof, replace exterior wood siding, install new LED light fixtures, address difference in floor levels to comply with ADA. Their amount for doing those services is $14,900. Did everybody hear that?
I do, Joe.
Yeah.
Could you please repeat the name of the company? I did not catch that.
It's EADS Group.
How many that?
What is that again?
EADS Group. It's EADS.
Okay.
Well, this one you just have to...
The second one is from HF Lens Company.
This bid is from HF Lens.
Their general description is very similar to Eve's, preserving the period correct architectural integrity. Improving functionality, updating the facility for code compliance, transform the ballroom for year-round use, update for a fully functional commercial kitchen, add a deck or porch off the side of the structure facing the swimming pool, add ventilation and heating system, provide kitchen ventilation exhaust systems, improve the building envelope, incorporate structural improvements and repairs as recommended in the report, update mechanical plumbing and electrical systems, update lighting and lighting control, update toilet rooms. Their bid is $28,400. That was HF Lens. The third packet that I'm opening is from Upstreet Architects Incorporated out of Indiana, PA. Their scope of work is evaluation of the structural integrity of the building, evaluation of the building roof and foundation, note possible upgrades to infrastructure, preserve the historic character of the ballroom, fully functional commercial kitchen, fully functional bar area, provide storage for chairs and tables, provide changing areas, bride's lounge, the addition of a deck or porch, which is highly desirable, the ability to rapidly open or close the ballroom openings, enhance the environmental setting with both landscaping and lighting. Their bid is $8,550. The fourth bid is CJ&L Engineering. Their scope of work is similar to the other three. Their price is $4,800. Is that all we got?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let me recap it for them. So, to recap it for you, Eve's bid is $14,900. HF Lens's bid is $28,400. Upstreet is $8,550. And CJL is $4,800. It appears that CJL is the lowest bidder. However, if you're going to vote on this tonight, I would like it to be premised on my approval so I can actually look at these things and make sure I'm comparing apples to apples.
Okay, let me restate what I thought I heard you say.
I've got the figures, but you're going to then, based upon a review after we vote, make sure that there's an apples to apples.
Correct.
Okay.
Is food talking?
Mr. Bryan?
Yes.
This is John Benson. The only thing that I see, because of the amount of money and the discrepancy between I really believe that we have to make sure that everything that we asked for in the bid is provided for those lower bids. I mean, if they are provided, then I don't see any reason why we should not go with the lower bid if they're going to provide it.
So, Jim from Manchin.
Yes, sir.
Question to you. Based upon those bids and what was advertised, we discussed these discrepancies in a high and a low end, that we can make a contingency that all the qualifiers are made in the specifications and the terms and conditions. And if we select one that does not meet that criteria tonight, we have the opportunity to revisit so that the terms and conditions are met. And that also goes to Attorney Green.
For his review, and also with terms and conditions in a contract.
Correct.
Yes. To handle the question of meeting the needs for an appropriate study to be done.
The only thing that I might add is originally when those people showed their interest, and in particular those people who showed a lot of interest were Upstreet and CGL. They were extremely excited about the project, and they were in a position where they believed they could get funding for the project. Again, be reminded of the fact that we had 11 parties that originally showed interest. We had 4 submittals. In my mind, your 2 low bids, I think, would both be extremely capable. They both have a good background and a good list of references. Myself, without looking over what Attorney Green sees, I would have to say that I would be completely comfortable with either one.
Members of council, any questions or comments? And also, anybody with an economic development interest, John Benson and anybody else on the line, I'm asking council first, comment or question, if none from council, out to economic committee members that are online. Council.
Joe, would you be here at the Democrat Inclusa also, along with the Attorney Green?
Yeah, I would do that. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. You know, if Jim talked to these people, and Jim from Magic talked to these people, and if they show some great interest, as long as their bid meets our criteria of what we ask them to do, then I see no reason why we should not go with one of those. There's no reason. Now, if there's something in that bid that throws up a red flag, then my suggestion is then we move on to another bid.
Can we allow the WMA chairman to make me direct the people? If their needs and request it from that vote?
What was that again? I missed that.
shouldn't we allow the chairman of the WMA and the director to be involved in making this development? You know, to see if their needs are met.
Jim, what do you think? I'm agreeing with that.
I'm in agreement with that as well, and John, that's why, both Johns, that's why they both been invited to join in tonight, and I believe that Jeff and Matt are both online. They were initially, I don't see their faces now, but previously I saw them. Matt, you guys on there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay.
Do you have any input,
Matt? From my standpoint, whatever Jim decides, he met one of those guys, and you know, whatever you guys decide, I think we're probably pretty good on our end.
You know, I just want to add this too, the Upstreet Architects, for everyone's clarification, they are involved with East Hills Engineering. And the principal holder of East Hills Engineering is Brett Yonish. And I believe that Brett has a lot of enthusiasm in regard to this project specifically. CJO Engineering, the fellow I talked to from CJO, his name's Mark Sotosky, and he is a Whipper area native as well. And again, both of those companies extremely familiar with the facility, extremely excited that we are taking the lead from other municipalities throughout the United States with advantage of our history and refurbishing. Again, I know they're both excited about the opportunity. I would feel that being that they have close ties to the Whipper community would go above and beyond. It certainly does as well as they possibly can.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great project. It has an outstanding future, and it's a true reality. And if we have to, we'll seek grant funding too. But there's a lot of affordability with both proposals.
Jim, this is John Benson. When you talk to the guys, that they both Brett and Sotosky, did they tell you that they could get funding for us, or there's funding available out there for things? Did they say that they would do that?
They did, and to be straight up honest, I think that Mark Sotosky was the most adamant about that, to the point where he was almost making it sound easy.
I mean, I know him. I mean, he's my next door neighbor, so I do not say he's not telling you the truth. I mean, he's probably telling you the truth. I mean, he is pretty reputable.
Okay, anybody else? Comments, questions, while we have the discussion to the ballroom? Council, open your mics.
Need a motion.
I'm going to put a motion out there that we accept the bid from CJL with the provision that they meet all the requirements of the bidding process that were brought up as concerns for the amount of $4,800.
I'll second that.
Mike Ryan,
do you have a second? Mrs. Gates, would you please take roll call?
Who is the second one?
Second by Jimmy Spinnis.
Guys, if I can jump in, can you make that motion contingent on the proposal meeting the requirements of the job?
I'm sorry that I thought that I did make that, but yes, it will be contingent upon making the requirements for the job.
Is
that okay, Attorney Green?
That is. I'm just thinking out loud here to try and make this flow a little easier or make it so that you guys don't have to meet again. What if we made a motion to accept the lowest responsible bid that meets the requirements of the bid package?
So I will go on record, and I would like to make a motion to accept the lowest possible bid that will meet the requirements set forth by the Economic Council and Whitmer Borough Council.
Jimmy? Spinnis? Do you second that?
Of course, question on the motion first. What happens if that was bids $18,000? Only granted 10, right?
That's right.
Right, up to 10,000.
If we set that motion for those bid, then we have to go with 18,000. Do we have the money to come up with that?
No.
We would, but just about clean out.
Right.
And the bid from HF Lens, that's totally out of the question.
Correct.
Yeah, HF Lens would not be a picture for us. And the other one would probably clean just about everything that we work for in the world.
Right. So in my opinion, why don't you make the motion for the two lowest bids if they're adequate enough to cover the job?
That would work.
I mean, what happens if we spend the whole $10,000? Yes.
What happens if what, Jim?
If we don't spend the whole $10,000. On this.
You're not required to spend all that grant money strictly on the feasibility study. It could be involved with the project in general.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Good.
And again, I have to say too, and I'm looking at this situation objectively if I was doing this myself. But those organizations are going to give you a good bang for your buck. That's pretty much guaranteed.
So if you accept the bid, you both pass the criteria, how do you work on it?
Again, John, I didn't hear you.
You accept the two lowest bids, or if you accept both bids, and they both meet the criteria that you're asking for, you award the bid too.
The lowest one.
You would accept it both.
You'd have to award it to the lowest bidder.
Correct.
And that would have to be the motion, wouldn't it?
That was the motion that I made.
I thought Jim suggested finish to put it to the two lowest bidders.
Well, we picked, well, saying, John, we picked the two lowest bidders. Not the 18 or the 28. If the two lowest bids are adequate enough to cover the job, if both of them are, then we go to 4,000 on one. But I'm saying, if you afford the 18 or 28.
Hey, Joe, let me pose this question to you, okay? CJL was at 4,800, correct?
Yes.
Yes. CJL is at 4,800.
How about if you make your motion to award it to the lowest bidder at $4,800, meeting the bid specifications? If those bid specifications and contract terms are not met, then you go to the next lowest bidder, which would be Upstream Architects.
I think that's better.
Yeah.
You okay with that, Jim?
I am. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Are you fine with that, Mike Bryan?
Yes, I thought that's what I did.
Okay, are you fine with that, Jimmy?
That was my intent from the very first step.
Are you okay with that, Jimmy?
So I will restate it for a little bit. I will restate it. I made a motion to accept the lowest bid starting at $4,800 contingent upon meeting our specifications. If not met, then to the next lowest bid to accept meeting our contingent specifications. Is that clear enough, Attorney Green?
That is clear.
That is the motion.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Mrs. Gates, would you please conduct a roll call?
Okay. Mr. Bryan.
Yes.
Mr. Spinnis.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Galena.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Holden.
Yes.
Dr. Rudney.
Yes.
Mr. Mash is absent. Mr. Palo.
Yes.
Okay. Motion carried.
Okay. Item C. Opening of the bids for the spring cleanup.
Spring cleanup hasn't been canceled until further notice.
Okay, I didn't. It was on the agenda. I didn't know if you had anything.
We do have one bid from Yonish Disposal. It would be set aside for the week of May 18, 2020. The cost of it shall be $140 per ton.
Okay, so based upon it being canceled, are we going to defer the spring cleanup?
Yes.
Are we going to cancel it in its entirety and not do it? How are we proceeding with that?
No, no, what we're going to do is wait until the situation with the pandemic clears itself up, then we'll go from there. If it has to be August or September, we'll move in that direction. And I've notified Yonish Paving, Yonish Disposal, that's the situation. So he's completely aware of it as well. And the agenda that I have doesn't have an item C on there, so I don't know where that came from either.
Okay. Okay.
In speaking with Yonish, was their price the same if this happened in September?
For a while. That's just written in the chair. Didn't hear you.
Jim, in speaking with Yonish Disposal, if this cleanup happens in September, is their price the same?
Yes.
Yeah. If that's the case, then I believe this council can approve or disapprove this bid now.
So if we approve but cancel based upon that, are we on the hook that we've got an agreement with them?
All Yonish is charging is the dump fees. They're not charging to pick it up. They're not charging to travel it. They're basically, their dump fees is what they're charging. They're not making any money on it.
Okay. Counsel, how do you want to proceed?
I just got a dumpster personally, and there was the guy told me there was an increase of the dump fee within the last month. Just what if the dump fee goes from $140 or whatever it is to $300? Do we still want to do that?
Just an opinion here.
Questions, comments?
Sure. Just an opinion here, Mike. Being that the situation is the way it is in the United States, we don't know what's going to happen this summer or fall at all. So in order to avoid any questions in regard to where those dump fees might stand, and even if they would go up, I think in all fairness, you wait and rebid it before it happens.
Okay.
Comments?
I agree.
I'm comfortable with that opinion. Anybody else has a dissent? Okay, I hear nothing. Then we will.
Mr. Bryan, I think Dennis was talking, but I think Dennis was moving the microphone on.
Okay. Jimmy. You're muted, Jim.
Jim, you're muted.
With that being said, Mike, I know the municipalities are still scheduled to do this, and I'm going to go through PayPal or charge that. So we need to be prepared to let the citizens know what's going on.
I'm part of that, Jim.
I said other municipalities are still scheduled for cleanup. And I know we're not email credit cards.
I think what Jim's trying to say is being that we don't have public traffic in and out of the borough office, until the pandemic has been resolved, there's no way that we can conduct business with the citizens anyhow. So we have to wait till everything's back to what we used to call normal, and then folks can come in and get their permits. Jim?
That's correct.
Thank you for clarifying.
With that being said, Mark, it seems like everybody's in agreement that we would rebid it. Basically, right. It's a moot point or a table for now, correct?
Yeah, we're going to table that for now. I agree. Maybe, can I just make a housekeeping, please? If you're not speaking, have your mic on mute. When you do speak, remember to unmute. Okay.
If you're going to put it on the table,
approval of payroll for March 13 and 27, 2020.
Wait, we have to back up. If you guys are intent on putting...
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Wait.
Aye.
Mr. Bryan.
Wait.
Yes.
The attorney was trying to speak to you before you went on to that. He has something for that last issue.
Okay. If it is your intent to table the Yonish bid, you have to do it by motion.
Okay. Very good. Motion to table the bid for Yonish for the spring cleanup until conditions change
with respect to the COVID-19 situation.
I'll second that.
Motion by Mike, second by Spence.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? That motion carries.
Sorry, I'm sitting on him.
Okay. Item number seven in business, the approval of the payroll for March 13th and 27th, 2020.
So moved.
Second.
Spinners living.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. 7B, approval of bills for March 2020.
So moved.
Thank you.
Who's second?
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 8. And Jim, before I go to item number 8, I have the original agenda. If I step off of it as I'm going through, please correct me and course correct. I don't have an opportunity to put it on your agenda. Okay? Okay, item number 8, thorough reports. I would like for the fire company to read something from the correspondence dated April 9th, 2020 to the council from the Windsor Fire Company number 1. Council members, Windsor Fire Company number 1 would like to request that the $21,000 allotted to the department be released. The money is allocated and used towards operational expenses such as utility bills, upkeep, and maintenance of the facility, as well as equipment repair. The COVID-19 crisis has had a significant financial impact on the department as we have canceled several large fundraisers. We hope that you will consider this request and release the funds. Thank you for your continued support, cooperation, and teamwork. Respectfully, Anson M. Bloom, President, Deputy Fire Chief.
With that being said, I make the motion to release the $21,000 to the fire company.
I'm sick.
I second that.
Spinners and Brown.
Can we have a roll call?
Mr. Spinnis.
Yes.
Mr. Bryan.
Yes.
Mr. Galena.
Yes.
Mr. Holden.
Yes.
Dr. Ledney.
Yes.
Mr. Palo.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Mash is absent. Motion carries.
Okay. Item number A. Cash balance report. Treasurer's report. Questions, comments? Item B. Council liaisons. I've gone forward and discuss the Windsor Fire Company's proposal that we just passed. I just want to say big thank you for what our fire company has been doing as far as providing service to our residents, EMS service to our residents, and the safety of our residents during this very tough time for all. Thank you very much. I'm done with my report. Any other
I can jump in for the WMA. Flashcast delivering his questions, which I think is good news given the conditions. And they have some progress. Their projects on hold for the moment, just like everybody else. Trying to reserve the money to fund it again. That's all I have.
Mr. Dr. Levy, anything from the school?
Yes, the governor has, you know, the students are out for the repayment period of the year, so online education is continuing for our students, but until we know what's going on in the fall, school is out for the remainder of the year.
Any other council members reports? Item C, Mayor's report, please. Mayor Thomas, you might have to unmute your phone.
You hear me now?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, here we go. Excuse me. As we all know, this pandemic has consumed a lot of our time, you know, this past month. With that said, after consultation with emergency management and borough administration, on March 16th, I signed a declaration of disaster emergency in the borough. This declaration will enable the borough to receive reimbursement for expenses by the pandemic. It also enables emergency management coordinate these activities of the emergency response system in the borough. Following that declaration of emergency, itself in conjunction with emergency management, all the playgrounds in the borough. This decision was thought about by people using the playgrounds and following the social distance recommendations by the CDC and the PA Department of Health. A few days after this playground closure, we made the tough decision to close Recreation Park. Once again, it was brought about by park users not following appropriate guidelines. I believe that Sunday that it was really nice. There were like 2 people up there. There were kids playing basketball, contact. So we made that close the Recreation Park. I thank Matt for his cooperation. I'm continuing to work with Anson and the emergency planning group, including the fire department, Northern EMS, and planning response to protocols and protocols dealing with possible exposure of emergency responders, borough employees, and others. I participated in 2 teleconferences with Somerset County officials regarding supplies and approximate response, their appropriate response to this pandemic. I participated in a teleconference with borough administration regarding the best ways to protect our employees and what needed to be done should one become exposed to this virus. On April 8th, I participated in the PSAB webinar, an update on COVID-19 municipal response, very informative webinar. And lastly, but not least, myself and Anson participated in the webinar by the Army Corps of Engineers. It was just some flooding season. A little bit of information, a lot of it was kind of repeat. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mayor Thomas.
Welcome.
Manager, report, please.
Okay, first of all, in regard to our virtual meeting here tonight, some things are going real well. I think background noise has been a big issue. When some of you have been speaking, you're clear, but it's hard to understand because of the background noise. So as soon as we get that straightened out, I think we'll be leaps and bounds ahead. It's extremely hard for me to hear what's going on in council chambers. I don't know if everyone else is having that same issue, but it seems better when Joe or Robin even or Anson would look into the camera. It seems for some reason that the volume is vastly improved. So hopefully we can work to have all bugs ironed out the system, but all in all, not bad for a first attempt, and thanks, Anson, for taking the lead on setting this all up and the many tutorials that you gave. It's been time consuming for a lot of us these past couple weeks, but I believe that Wimber has responded well in regard to our emergency declaration, how we handled the situation from there on in. Moving along with my report, the Jackson Avenue Bumgarner Heights Stormwater Project. The project is currently on hold again because of COVID-19. The construction is, right at this point in time, considered non-essential. I have been in contact with DCED trying to seek a waiver to get the project back online. It's frustrating to me, and I'm sure council feels the same way. Everything that we've done since last July to put this together in working closely with EADS and looking at an April 1st startup date, and the unfortunate happens, but we can't do anything about it, so we have to continue to move forward. My understanding is, after speaking with James Excavating, that their attorneys tell them that they are hopeful that the governor will change heavy construction, quote unquote, and by the end of the month allow them to be considered an essential service. So hopefully that moves forward sooner than later. The new 2021 Durango police vehicle was placed in service as of March 30th. The 2009 Chevrolet Impala that we put out for bid, the title has been transferred, and that money is deposited into the borough accounts. The demolition at 710-712 Graham Avenue, also on hold because of COVID-19. We're waiting for Roaring Fork Excavating to get the okay and move forward with that. 2020 street paving, we covered that this evening. Capital improvement projects, the new garage doors are installed at the Public Works Garage, and they look great. I believe it's going to be extremely helpful, especially in the wintertime, in that garage area where sometimes the equipment has to be worked on. So those cold drafts that come that way in the middle of winter are virtually going to be eliminated now because of the nice new doors we have. The refurbishment to the floors in the administrative office restrooms also on hold because of the non-essential and essential businesses. The contractor tells me as soon as he gets the green light, he will move forward with that. The situation with the engine brake retarders that warranted a lot of discussion at our last meeting. The day after our March 10th meeting, I spent most of the day on the phone dealing with state legislators, PennDOT officials, officials from Rosebud Mining, and our own police department, along with keeping Mr. Lewis Kiss well informed. And Jim Barker from Rosebud and Jason Miller, the plant manager, have been exceptionally gracious. They've asked, or I should say, told all of their drivers that they will not stand for any use of jake brakes or engine retarders within the confines of Wimber Borough. I know the police department has been monitoring that situation in the area of 21st Street and Route 56. And Mr. Kiss, the last time I spoke to him, tells me it's quiet now at this time. But when there is a bump in the road, is that Borough Council approved an ordinance for engine brake retarders in 1981. By two conversations with the head of traffic engineering for PennDOT out of their Hollidaysburg office, tells me that even though that ordinance is placed, without proper notification or signage, the ordinance cannot be properly enforced. And the way they put that into perspective is the same situation with speed limits. And there has to be notification on state roads every so often according to the speed limit. When that notification is proper, then those speed limits can be enforced. So that's the big bump in the road in regard to working or trying to rein in engine brake retarders in that area. And unfortunately, a couple years ago when PennDOT was approached by myself to do a traffic study in that area did not even meet the criteria to warrant that study. And the two things that were held against it And again, not to be repetitious, but those two things were, one, the speed limit wasn't below 55 miles an hour, and there is not a hill in close proximity to that area. Now, I don't know what, whether it's a quarter mile or what criteria, but they claimed that it's a relatively flat area, so the application wasn't even a consideration. There was willingness by the legislators. I spoke with Carl Walker-Metzger. He was extremely glad to help. I spoke with Senator Pastafato's chief of staff. He was in favor of the meeting. Unfortunately, good old COVID-19 entered the room, and that meeting of any type is put on hold. So I hope it continues to be quiet in that area, and the police department will continue to monitor that, I'm sure. And with the help from Rosebud Mining, they will make sure that their truck drivers are more than attentive, I'm sure. A National Day of Prayer. The United Churches of Wittenberg will be holding a 45-minute service at the gazebo on May 7th at 6 o'clock. Hopefully, the situation with the pandemic doesn't put the kibosh to this service as well. Flood mitigation grant. You know that EADS is working as the grant writer for those monies to remove sediment from the sediment basin in close proximity to Somerset Avenue in 17th Street. While trying to stay ahead of the curve for grant approval, I arranged a meeting with Mr. Ed Metka, who owns the property that a lot of us who are a little long in the tooth and whimper know as the 32 car shop. And I was seeking a right-of-way agreement on both a temporary status and a perpetual for Mr. Metka. Myself and Vincent Pazek from EADS met with Mr. Metka in the borough office, and he was more than accommodating and signed that right-of-way agreement that very same day. I sent a copy of that signed right-of-way agreement to our representative from DCED, known to me as Jonathan Brett, and he tells me that it should do nothing but increase our chances of grant approval. So, fingers crossed and prayers that that comes through. Our meetings, again, I touched on that initially. The 2020 census, which we all know is so vitally important to our community, as of last report, 20 out of 55 municipalities in our area have responded. We're looking at a 45.3 response rate, with Wimber Borough being number 20 out of that 55. The internet versions of the census are available, mailings are out now. So please, please, when you touch base with our residents in any way, shape, or fashion, remember to encourage them to take part in the census. And the actual census itself will go on through the months of August, because we all know how important this is. It helps fill congressional seats. It lets businesses decide where their product will be distributed in new stores. But most important to us is the amount of state and federal funds that are distributed that help us put so many projects into motion. And I've posted a comment on the borough website hoping to serve as a pep talk, so to speak, to the residents, and hopefully that 2020 census comes back in our favor. Spring cleanup, again, as I mentioned, that is postponed until further notice. And those of you who are not aware of the facts, I was by the Eureka Coal Heritage Foundation yesterday evening and the Miners' Day Memorial Weekend celebration that was scheduled to take place June 18th to June 21st of this calendar year has been canceled. That's all I have. Any questions or comments?
Mr. Fermanchik, if I can touch on the web stuff here real quick, just so everybody knows. I now have the ability to link the Polycom system to this now. I was doing that while we were meeting. So that will improve sound quality and communications for those sitting at the table. But most of it comes on the internet connection, so our internet's sketchy here this evening, so that could be some of it. But for the balance of it, it's on the end user, what device they're using, what their internet connection is, because some of you are crystal clear and got a good quality picture, some of you are a little bit garbled. So I'll do what I can on our end. I think the Polycom system linking that and integrating it with this platform that we have now will increase our sound ability, and then we can have the internet looked at. But other than that, it's on the end user.
Okay, thanks again, Anson. And again, this was a shakedown cruise for us. So, like everything else, we'll move forward from here.
Okay. The solicitor's report, please.
I have nothing.
Okay.
Hey, Mike.
Item number 9. Yeah, go ahead.
If I could ask a question to Joe. Joe, do you have any idea what the situation is with the Albright property on Grab Avenue?
Yes. The Superior Court dismissed her appeal without prejudice, meaning she can file it again. The problem that we have is, it's my understanding that property was listed in her bankruptcy petition. We can't do anything until that bankruptcy is over with. I found out the attorney's name that she's using. He's from Greensburg. I wrote him a letter. I haven't heard anything back yet.
Okay.
We're way past the 2-year mark. But we can't mess with it while it's in bankruptcy.
Okay. Moving on, item number 9, new business. The approval of the resolution number 2020-1, amending the Wimber Borough fee schedule.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Spinnis.
I will second it.
Second by Mike.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item, approval for the application of David Palco to curb cut on Hillside, 17th Street, Wimber. It's included in your package.
I take the motion we approve this curb cut.
I second it.
Vincent Murray.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? That motion carries. Jim? Jim?
The only thing that I was going to say, I looked at that area myself a couple years ago when I talked to Dave Palco, and it's not a situation where it's going to be a safety problem. It's a stretch of road that's not highly traveled by traffic. It's not of any concern. So I think I was given it by council granting the approval, and it would naturally be more convenient for Mr. Palco.
Okay. Jim, I'd like to just ask, with respect to the agenda that I have and the amended agenda, is there anything that has not been touched upon?
No, everything that's on mine is covered, Mike.
Okay. Then we're at item number 10. The next meeting date will be May 12th, 2020 at 7 p.m. I want to thank everybody in this tough time for participating and working out in this new format. And I appreciate your indulgence as we move forward in this. This meeting is adjourned.
Anson!
Yeah.
Anson!
Yeah. What, when are you looking?
I'm going to be there in the wedding. Can you move the 12th?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to be done by 12:30 because I have a web conference, but yeah.
Okay, I'll see you before I go all the way up to you.
Okay.
Jim!
Yeah?
This fund that's going to the fire department, which boat is that?
I'm sorry, which what?
Because the fire department can't raise funds. I'm just wondering where the money is coming from. And so
it's a budgeted item.
What's the amount?
21,000. That amount was... Hold on a minute, I've got to look on my notes here. Yes, was that 21,000?
21,000, correct.
Okay.
How long is that supposed to last for?
It's annually.
How long is it last for?
It's an annual contribution line item by the borough.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Thanks, Ben. Nothing else? Okay, good night, everybody.
We'll see ya.
Good night.